Coach Mike.
Coach James.
Welcome to another episode of For Football Is Only. Right now, we're reporting live from Spain, Malaga.
Sir.
The big thing I noticed was within the style of play, there's a lot of, obviously it's possession based. Everyone talks about Spanish football being possession heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And then within possession base, they're switching the ball a lot. So, but switching it to possess, not necessarily switching it to attack. And they're doing this even in, you know, their third, right? So, if the goalie gets the ball, rolls it out to, the right back gets it to midfield, the midfielder gets it back to the right back. That right back is switching it across to the left midfielder.
Mm-hmm.
And he's controlling it, bringing it down, dropping it back to the left back.
Back to the goalie.
Yeah, back to the goalie. And then he's switching it, right? So there's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, in order to do that, you need great touch. And especially aerial touch, right? The ability to bring a ball down, constantly bring a ball down. And so for me, one of the big takeaways is something, like we have players that can do it, but not as a whole on the team.
Yeah.
And this is a piece that needs to be, added into our repertoire. But,
I'll add on that too. I think what I noticed here where most of the kids, the local kids, the fundamental was on point. Most of the kids have, all of the kids have control of the ball. They're composed on the ball, movement off the ball, and movement with the ball. So the fundamental, all the kids can dribble, they have touch. That's the difference. We don't have in D.C. or in the States where you have some of the kids that have it, but overall as a team, most of our kids don't have that as a team. But what we notice here is the entire teams have a good touch, good control on the ball. And like Mike was saying, they always focus on possession of the ball. That's the only way they play the tactics, is just holding on the ball, I guess, making your opponent frustrated, tired, and then you can find an opening. They're always trying to break the line through passing and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then obviously some basic things that we know as guys that play, but that seems to elude, people back home, is these kids play every single day.
Yeah.
Like the teams train every day. Like every day these guys are playing, and you see that outside of like the team playing, but actually individual players, like their physique.
Yeah.
Right? So you see, we'll talk about the, 7-year-old or whatever it is, 8-year-old with amazing calf, muscles. You know what I'm saying? And you only get that from like playing, running, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think this is, for us, like a lot of it was, for me, it was helpful to bring our families here, because I think sometimes when I'm saying this stuff, or you, or we're saying these things, sometimes it sounds like, oh, you guys are just, you're being
over the top.
Yeah. You think everybody's going to be messy, but these are not, these are
messy
not
levels.
Messy level.
Far away from
very me. Far. But the understanding is, if you're going to compete, or if you're going to prepare to compete, there's certain basic things that you have to have.
Yeah.
And, even, for instance, we're looking at the tots. the tots, their tots, the way they do tots, which is interesting, and it's something we're going to mimic, but the tots are a team. It's a team, they have teams of tots. Like, I'm talking kids that the jersey, full jersey, but the jersey is rolling on the floor, the ball is too big. And they're playing, and they're working on these basic things, right?
Mm-hmm.
mortar skills, being able to receive the ball, being able to pass, taking guys on one-on-one, being able to control, dribbling. And so I think for me, it was really great because our parents got to go to the training sessions, and they saw for themselves everything we are constantly talking about, which is needed. And so, for me, it was really a confirmation
of moving past. And then, what I also noticed as well is, like the training sessions, right, where from the younger age group to the top age group, they're all running the same drill, same sessions, right, from all levels, right? And we noticed that they have a lot of teams. They have an A team to all the way down to a B team, right? And then it's not far from what we do back in the States, right, where we have an A team or B team. But what I really like is how on all those teams, they're running the same session, you know? And how Coach Mike was saying, they practice 5 days a week, right? And the same information they keep applying to these kids. And then believe that, of course, if you do that every day, that's why they're so clean and so with their touches and controlling the ball. And the style of playing, which is possession, the Spanish style of playing. What I want to ask as well, like, compared, since we know that all the kids have the fundamental, what do you think about the overall talent? Are they more talented than kids, meaning? More talented?
Kids? I wouldn't. Like, I think when it comes to natural talent, So a couple of things. I think natural talent, creativity, those things, we have it in droves. We have it in droves. Like this is not even a competition. There's no competition there. Like, we have the natural talent and the creativity in droves. The big difference really is, for us, I think, on a large scale in the U.S., we don't start early enough. And we don't start early enough, meaning, like I said, like tots, right? Mm-hmm. The tots are training, I think, 2 or 3 times a week, the tots. And they're, of course, it's the culture, and so they're immersed in it. Like, even, the game we went to last night, where it's just
team song.
Yeah, it's just everybody. It's a community event. But so for us, even though we have the talent, right, or the creativity, because we don't start early enough, we're missing some of those basic fundamental techniques. So like the thing I was talking about, like switching the ball, right? Even on some of our top teams, I've seen a lot of the ECNL, the MLS Next, the teams, etc., the new teams, and even DC 11, even on our top teams, right? The ability to constantly, I'm talking about like within a 6-minute stretch, they switch the ball 8 times. But it's not just switching and just letting the ball drop and, the ball switch, the guy receives it, brings it down, pass. Once it gets overloaded on that side, the guy switch, right? But that's done at tots 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So when you get to, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, it's, you don't have to think about it. You're not really even, stressing or like pushing yourself to kick that ball over, someone else. And so I think that's, what it comes down to, like that technical mastery at an early age on a whole. Because yes, on, any of the big teams, even our teams, will have five or six guys or seven guys that can do that regularly. But I'm talking about every single person on the team. Right? Not just the forwards or the attacking midfielders. I'm talking every single person on the team can switch that ball, bring it down, pass, switch it, bring it down, pass, etc. So when everyone have that level of area control, it makes the pace of the game a lot quicker because you don't have to think, right? Because one of the things I noticed here, I mean, even we were talking about it last night, it's like nobody's thinking about who they're passing the ball to.
Yeah.
Right? Because the understanding is like,
you have a touch.
If I get this over, you're going to bring it down, you're going to control, you're going to figure something out. I get it over, right? And so that, I think, is a big piece where. Yeah.
That's true. And then, like, the speed of play as well is quicker compared to us. And of course, Mike said, because they all have the fundamental down, so that the decision on the ball, off the ball, is even quicker. You're not afraid to pass it to anyone, right? So it's easier for them, even in the gameplay, since they have everything in the fundamental down, I feel like they even develop, not even in practice, but during the game as well, faster compared to us, right? And then it's funny, because most of the team and the team we saw some of the guys play, they're all because it's a Spanish style of play, so they're playing possession. So the team that have the most creative players or the most, one of the faster players, usually what we saw, will be the team that would dominate, right? So, I mean, I think that what they're lacking here is just the creativity.
Yeah.
And in the U.S., I think, we do have to act, the kids are going to take you on, but we just lack the understanding, like what Mike said, we need to start early, right? And I mean, what I love, too, about with the Tots, right? They're teaching those kids how to celebrate, singing the team song at an early age, you know? So I think that culture really play a big part here.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing I would say, and I brought this up as well, is that because they train so much or so often, regularly, and it's, the season goes from, even at, the youth level, it goes from September to June, right? So of course, we, DC 11, and a lot of the serious clubs in the U.S. have the same idea of a schedule. Obviously, they benefit here from having, better weather, facilities. Mm-hmm. Facilities is a huge piece, right? Because, if we were to show the facilities,
it's world class.
Right? And this is what, youth players are using, not even
professionals.
Yeah. So, but because of that, right? Because you're running, training, thinking about the game so often, both their physical bodies and their mind are stronger when it comes to, when it comes to playing the game. Like if you just look at, if you look at the team we looked at last night, the game went to all of those guys, everyone has a physique of someone that you can tell, someone that's doing their craft, doing it. And then even at the, the 7-8 year old level, the body starts forming. Right? And of course, you can't see the mind, but you can see it by the way someone is thinking about the game, the way they approach. One of the things, this could be my last thing. One of the things, we were playing, U9 or U10, was playing a game on half a field. And that same, the A team of that age group was training on the other half.
Mm-hmm.
Not once. And this is a real game that's going on. And active, people celebrating, all this kind of stuff, goals are being scored. Mm-hmm. Not once did the teams that are training, literally it's like this, right? This is where the game's taking place. This is where people are training. Not once did they get distracted to turn around and not focus on their trick. Not once.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that level of concentration and maturity and focus on getting the most out of training.
That's great.
That's, you know, that for me, that was one of the biggest pieces. And I was like, no, this is, I was like, yeah, this is something we need to really work with our kids and all, you know, all the kids that we're gonna come in touch with, that may not necessarily be in the club, but that we train or that we speak to or we mentor, etc. Yeah.